Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock on the East Coast. And this is Matt Chett. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, we're going to have a fans control the show, because our previously scheduled guest had to reschedule. So tonight, the fans control what's being discussed. So if you want to call in and talk about anything professional wrestling, the phone number is 323-870-3411. And I will take any questions, comments, any topic pertaining to professional wrestling, we will talk about. We've got Hell in a Cell coming up this weekend, where for the first time ever, there will be a women's Hell in a Cell, and it will main event the show. So that is a huge step for women's wrestling. So we can talk about that. We can talk about SmackDown. We can talk about anything professional wrestling. We can talk about TNA. We can talk about New Japan, which I don't know a whole lot about because I don't follow it. We can talk about Ring of Honor. Also want to say the upcoming Women of Honor match, Klein, against former TNA knockout ODB. So we want to give a shout out for that and a good luck to Kelly Klein for that match. So we've got about 27 and a half minutes, so anybody wants to call in, once again, the number is 323-870-3411, and remember to press 1 to the host. The lady on the other end will prompt you to press 1 when you call in if you want to talk to the host. So anybody wants to talk about anything pro wrestling related, I'm your guy for the next 27, almost 27 minutes. I do want to give another shout out to I do want to mention my previously scheduled guest, The Last Outlaw, who ended up having to reschedule. We will get that rescheduled and have that show here in the next few weeks, hopefully. We will get we'll get that scheduled, and hopefully that will be a great show. I've known The Last Outlaw for pretty much my entire career, so having him on the show for the first time will be a very enlightening interview, not only into his career, but possibly into mine as well. So that should be one of the most interesting interviews I've ever conducted. But right now, I am shocked that there is nobody on the line right now, nobody listening to the show tonight and wanting to call in and talk about professional wrestling. Thought there were more pro wrestling fans than this, but that's okay. If anybody saw missed SmackDown tonight, the main event was Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles, and James Ellsworth was in Dean Ambrose's corner. Ellsworth cost Dean the match by hitting no chin music on AJ Styles on the outside after AJ had drop-kicked Ellsworth, and that caused a disqualification, costing Dean Ambrose a chance to be the number one contender for the WWE World Championship again. Becky Lynch returned and had a confrontation with Bliss, who she will face in 2 weeks in Glasgow, Scotland. So that was, they furthered that storyline. Let's see. Also, the Beauty and the Man Beast, Heath Slater and Rhino, defended the SmackDown Tag Team titles against Kenny and Mikey of the Spirit Squad, successfully defended the titles. So that was actually a decent match. It came about when Dolph Ziggler confronted The Miz and the Spirit Squad, and then Rhino and Slater came in to make the, came down to make the save, or to even the side. They didn't actually save him from anything because they didn't actually, nobody touched each other until the tag team match started. But, you know, that's pretty much all that happened big as far as SmackDown. Oh, Randy Orton hit a choke slam on Kane and made it appear that he is going to be joining the Wyatt family by saying, if you can't beat them, join them. So it's going to be interesting to see where that goes and if Randy Orton actually does join forces with the Wyatts or if he actually pretends to join them and basically destroys them from the inside, which is what I think is going to occur. But if anybody is watching the World Series tonight, or if you're not watching the World Series, currently Cleveland leads game one 3-0 in the top of the sixth with two outs and nobody on, and that's the third out of the top of the sixth. So we're going to the bottom of the sixth with the Indians up 3-0 at home. And I'm rooting for the Cubs, so I'm not exactly having a great night as far as the baseball game goes. And I don't know what's going on with the basketball. I have not checked any of the games. Baseball game is 3-0 in the middle of the sixth inning. So, any Cleveland Indians fans listening to my show tonight should be very happy. Currently, they're about to take game one. I am shocked that nobody's called in almost 12 minutes into the show. I'm sitting here talking to myself, which is not exactly odd for me. It is a little odd for me when I'm sitting here holding a phone to my ear and talking to myself into the phone. But the, so for anybody who's interested, I'm going to be starting a business that is not a wrestling promotion, but is related to professional wrestling. So if you want information on that, you're going to have to message me at www.facebook.com/MattChatsAce, and we can discuss that business. Right now, I'm pretty much just trying to think of anything I can say to stretch my time to 15 minutes, because I am probably going to end the show at the 15-minute mark, because I've only got the show scheduled for 30 minutes, so I'm probably going to cut it directly in half and end the show there, since I've not gotten any calls or any messages. So check me out at www.facebook.com/MattChatsAce, or you can check out the Matt Chat page or the Ace Diamond page or the Diamond Enterprises page. Any of those pages on Facebook, you can find me. You can message me about anything. But this has been Matt Chat. Good night, everybody.